when you're tired, you come in here and you do what?
Sit down and rest.
Well, if you're particularly tired.
Lie down or no?
You go in the bedroom and you...
Lay down?
Mm-hmm. And if you do that and you wake up and you tell somebody about something you've seen, they say, you didn't see that, you just...
Imagine you seen it.
Well, let's say you were asleep.
Oh, you were asleep and didn't know nothing. You just dreamed it.
Uh-huh. It all stopped when you...
Waked up.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it when you, somebody stands up and he just bangs his feet on the floor, keeps time to music, you say he's doing what with his feet?
Oh, he's, who else can he's keeping time with the music with his feet?
Stamping or stomping?
Yeah, stomping the floor, you know.
Mm-hmm. If little children are around, let's say you have something here that is very delicate and it'll break easily, you see they're going to put their hands on it, you say,
don't touch that, it'll break.
Now, a football team will score 6 points when they take the ball across
the goal line.
What do you call that game where a man will get out with a bag of clubs and hit a little white ball?
Oh, that's golf.
That's quite a game.
You ever play that, Robert?
Yeah. I thought that was lots of fun. Mm-hmm. I was terrible. Mm-hmm. I just like to go out and hit the ball. Nobody ever played with me because I just played my own game.
Oh, but dang on.
I haven't played it in 10, 12 years. I thought that was the craziest game in the world when I was a kid. What foolishness.
They say a lot of the business people really play that, don't they?
Yeah, but they rent little carts now.
Oh, anymore. I used to think it was maybe a good thing for them for exercise, but anymore they got where they ride around.
Yeah.
Yeah, ride around.
I can't see that.
That ain't nothing to it, because all it is just exercise for the business people.
I had an old cloth bag I used to carry. It used to make me angry. I'd go out with my father-in-law now and then. About once a year I'd go out with him. And he'd hire a caddy. He'd want me to hire a caddy. I didn't like this. I was out there for some exercise.
Oh, well, sure.
I wasn't doing anything except hitting a ball and walking around.
Yeah, that's what I think is a good thing. Just exercise for the business people. Mm-hmm. That's what I look at.
But they've gotten away from you?
Yeah, ride around, hire someone to carry their clubs.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we're going to carry something, and let's say you put your hands on your end of it and you want me to do it to my end, what would you tell me to do?
Well, I'd say, help me lift up on the end of this.
And then I just stood there, you'd say, all right, now bend over
and pick that up.
Mm-hmm. Or take hold or grab hold?
Yeah, take hold of that and help me.
Mm-hmm. And then when we got where we're going, if you want me to take my hands away, you'd say?
Not loose, turn loose.
Mm-hmm. Let's say a lot of people have been doing something and your turn comes and you do it and you're not satisfied with it. Something goes wrong. You say, well, I can do that better than that if you'll just...
Let me have a chance, sir.
Mm-hmm. If somebody's a nuisance and he keeps hanging around and you don't want him there, you say you want what?
I wish he'd leave. You're a plumb nuisance.
You're not trying to keep him. You want to...
Yeah, well, get rid of him.
Let's see, you were saying, telling about your boy. How often does he write?
Oh, he writes about time or two a week, you know, if he gets a chance. I think, you know, a lot of times, Robert, they're so busy. He gets so many things to look at besides the school that he don't even have a chance hardly to write.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm not kidding you. He just don't hardly have time. And he writes his scribbles because he's in such a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
See, he'll work a lot of time between us as soon as he gets off. He don't hardly have time to write.
Mm-hmm. And if you get a postcard, you say he's done what?
He wrote me a postcard.
Mm-hmm. He wrote you a postcard.
He's getting along all right.
He's written to you?
Yeah, he's written to me. I got a postcard from him. I heard from him.
And then if you write one, you say you sent him...
Answer these postcards.
Uh-huh.